Hello.
Hi, my name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. Do I have Sierra on the line?
Who is this?
My name is Randy. This is about an inquiry for the Dapple-Provera lawsuit, ma'am.
Oh, yes.
Do you recall submitting the inquiry?
You said what?
Do you recall submitting the inquiry on the, it was on the internet or something like that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you happen to contract meningioma after using Dapple-Provera?
Yeah. Wait, you said who?
Meningioma. They're
Oh,
tumors.
yeah.
Have you already talked to somebody about filing a claim?
Yes, I talked to somebody probably probably last week.
Did you sign documents already?
No.
What happened? How, did you not qualify for some reason?
I don't know. I've been waiting for a call, but I haven't gotten any calls, so I don't know.
Do you know your, let me see something here. If I can see any notes in here. On here are, bear with me. Do you know where you were diagnosed at and the dates and all that stuff?
Yeah, hold on. I'm at the doctor's right now. Sorry.
That's okay. Bless you.
You. Yes, the doctor that
Well, let me start at the top. Hang on to that for a second. Do you want to
okay.
see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Dapple-Provera lawsuit?
That again?
Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Dapple-Provera lawsuit?
You said, do I need something?
No, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, Dapple-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yeah, I talked to someone, but I didn't get nobody. I didn't sign anything or anything like that.
Okay,
So.
that's what I'm going to ask you. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not got legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, are you willing to affirm that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Sierra?
Yeah.
Okay, and it is Sierra, CIERAEZALL, correct?
No, it's EZELL.
EZELL. Okay, thank you. I like the way you spelled that too. It's a little different. I like that. Most people spell it with the S, is right. Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
It was when I started, I diagnosed. It was on July 15, and then my treatment when they did the brain, the biopsy, it was on July 22nd,
Of what year?
2020. But
2020.
I stopped. I started taking the Depo in 2017 September,
Okay.
but I stopped in June 2020.
Okay. All right, hold on. That's a whole lot of questions, but I think I got it. So, all right. When you got diagnosed with meningioma, was it in the brain?
Yes, they took brain tissue, a sample,
Okay.
and
Did they do a CT scan and an MRI?
yes.
Okay. And they did the biopsy as well. That's what it was benign, correct?
Yeah, and a blood test from my arm.
Okay. Let me write that down too. Now, you said you were diagnosed, was that July 15th of 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
September 25th, 1998.
Okay. And hold on. Me just get caught up here a little bit. You're doing very well in answering the question, so I do appreciate that, Sierra.
Thank you.
When
How
you when
long
you
are you? I'll
when
say,
you
how long is this
just
going to
a,
take? Because I'm
call,
at the doctor's, and I don't know if they're going to call me in
if
right
they
now.
call if they call you, just go in and we can finish when you get out.
Okay.
But I'll try to go as quickly as I can. What I was going to tell you on this section, I'll slow down a little.
They're calling me right now. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, call me back when you can. I'll text you my number to call me on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.